I haven't got your name yet. What was your name?
Ryan.
Ryan. Okay, gotcha. All right, Ryan.
Thank you, Will. Hi, Ryan. How are you doing today?
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. I mean, it is only Tuesday, but here we are, right? And
oh, yeah.
Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists, and I take care of the pricing and details for your area. So I know that you've been talking here with Will, who does such a wonderful job, you know, really going over the basics of our program. So in fact, he did send me over some notes that I'm just grabbing right now. You know, before we do jump into the pricing, was there any questions that you had for me as far as how this would work or where we do the placement? Like anything that I'd answer in particular?
Yeah, I've been approached in the past by like Thumbtack, Angie.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
To be honest, I wasn't a huge fan with how their pricing worked.
Okay.
I had a buddy that used to do Angie's, and you
mm-hmm.
wouldn't get charged for a lead, but then they changed it, and it was just lead generation. So, like, you would pay them, you know, a set amount of months. They would send you a certain amount
right.
of leads, and whether you actioned those leads or not, you were charged.
Right. Very familiar with their program. It's because what they do, so what we would call a directory listing, right? Angie's and Thumbtack. And Angie's used to be Home Advisor back in the day. And then they got bought out. And so that's why they're now called Angie's. But basically what they do is, they will spend millions of dollars running ads on Google ads that'll say like 25 best electricians near me. Okay.
Right.
And they will run them in an area where there is a heavy search. Well, those are the leads that they're capturing that they're now turning around and reselling to you and to your competitors. So Ryan, it's not even a phone call that you're receiving. What it basically is you're getting a lead. They're like basically telling you like, hey, you know, here's a lead. Someone's needing your service. And when you call that lead, you might find that either they don't pick up the call or they tell you that, oh, I found someone 2 months ago that did that job, right? Or you might
yeah.
even have someone yelling at you saying, I wasn't requesting anything. Okay. And it's just because who knows when that lead was captured, right?
Right. No, I'm well aware. I had to get my attorney involved to get out of the contract.
I saw a listing for you on there. So you're not using
that's
them
the
currently,
crazy thing.
Right?
No, I don't subscribe with them currently, no.
Okay. I'll tell you what probably happened because you probably paid their subscription and it keeps you on there for the year, but you're no longer paying for leads, right?
No.
Okay. When you were getting those leads, were you able to even, like, get any job off of that to at least offset the cost of what you had invested with them at that time?
So I had the service for 24 hours, and then the salesman lied to me, and I had to, threaten them with litigation just to get them to,
you have a three-day right of rescission.
It was a nightmare.
Oh, my gosh. I'm
What's
so
that?
Sorry. There's what they call a three-day right of rescission. So, like, it's kind of like the buyer's remorse, I guess you would say, in other words. Where, like,
yeah, well, they were
from the time that you signed up, you got 3 days to cancel. Yeah.
Yeah, they told me that didn't exist, and I signed away that right.
I've never heard of that. They can say all they want, but you got 3 days. So it's either they give you your money back or you go to your bank, right? Or to your card and dispute it, you know?
Yeah, that's what I had to do.
Oh, well, I don't want to throw more salt on the wound. And so where does a lot of your work come from now?
Word of mouth and Home Depot.
Oh, very good. I do see that you have a Google Business profile.
Yeah.
Is that something that you set
up
yourself?
Running.
Okay.
Yeah, I keep getting calls from people trying to tell me I need their help to get it up and running, but I don't know.
Well, it's visible, right? So what you did is you got yourself verified, okay? You just never know what page you're going to land on, right? Someone would have to know your company by name in order to see that Google Business Profile. If they don't know your company by name, how they're going to find you really is by your services, right? Using those keywords, okay? So that's the programming that we do. And that's why you get those calls, because a company like yours that already has the Google Business Profile but not on that first page, and being the fact that you don't even have negative reviews about your company, pretty much tells me, Ryan, that you do provide a good service to your clients, right? And that's why word of mouth works well for you too, because people are referring you to others. But like what you've done so far, you just don't know what page you're on. You know what I mean? Because you could end up like buried in the pages, right?
Right.
Does that kind of make sense? Why you're getting those calls?
The way I assumed it worked was it would be regional. So like if somebody, my business is listed in El Dorado Hills. Well, actually, it's not because I don't have my address on there, but it's different regions. So when somebody in those regions searches for an electrician, it'll pop up. And
so,
I don't know, I just, yeah.
Yeah, so there's
so,
a, there's
you,
a number
guys,
of factors. There's like a number
so
of factors on how you come up in the search
list?
Results. What we do, yeah, because what we're doing is we're posting on that profile, we're optimizing your keywords and search terms, we're consistently managing the account so that you are coming up in those search results when someone's performing that search on Google, right? Like, so you didn't verify it in El Dorado Hills. Is that correct?
I was at one point, and I took it off.
Okay. Okay. Where did you verify it? In what
my home
city?
Address.
Okay.
El Dorado Hills.
Okay, so to the El Dorado Hills, right? Okay.
Yeah.
You just don't have your address showing, which is good, because we don't like addresses showing when it's your home office. No one needs to know where you live at. Okay.
And that's,
you're not like a storefront. Okay. So that's not going to affect if your address is hidden. Okay. Just so you know. So like right now, if I'm looking for an electrician, I'm in Anaheim, California. Okay. So I got to put in El Dorado Hills, because if I don't, it's going to give me the search results of where I'm at by my IP address. Okay. So when I search electrician in El Dorado Hills, California, it gives me Loveday Electric, Inc., A&J, Electrician, Trident Electric, Amano, Bear Copper, New Age Electrical Incorporated, Boost Electric, Folsom Electric, Chandler Electric, T&M, Bodie Electric, Sagan, Grubruds Services, Ben Hernandez Electrical, Brook Electric, Western Sierra, Select Electric, AP Builders, Etheridge, and then Richards Electric. Are you familiar with any of those guys?
Yeah, probably over half, yeah.
Okay. So right now, those are the guys that are showing up on the first page of Google. Okay. Just so you know.
So that's pretty much just engagement, correcting the algorithm to give them priority.
So basically, like, and some of those guys don't even have a lot of reviews, and then you have some of those guys showing up higher than the ones that have a lot, right? But it's an algorithm. So I'm going to probably tell you my age when I say this, but when I was younger, we used to always get the yellow pages and the white pages delivered to our front doorstep, right? Beginning of the year and towards the end of the year. Everybody started their company with the letter A. AAA, double A, because they all wanted to be closer to the first pages, right?
Yeah.
Yes, Google does not work like that, okay? Google has an algorithm that they're consistently changing, okay? And how people find you is by your keywords and search terms. That's how it would work. So it's not so much of whose, you know, business name. You know, it's an algorithm. A lot of times it goes by even the way searches are being performed. okay, specific keywords and search phrases. So that's what we do, is because we're watching that algorithm to make sure that you're always coming up in those search results. Okay? Does that kind of clarify a little bit?
Yeah, no, and I'm pretty well aware of how it's almost like a listing manager, somebody that just, you know, goes through and...
Yeah, and we actually have a team that is dedicated, right, to managing it, because we know as long as you're investing with us and you're making that money back and you're successful, it's going to equal our success, just as well, right?
Yep.
You know, I don't know if you've ever heard of Google Verified Leads, formerly known as Google Guaranteed Local Service Ads. You would see them at the very tippy top of the page.
Yeah.
With the check mark.
And,
okay. And it'll say sponsored.
I don't know if being at the top of the page is necessarily what I need. Right now,
well,
it's just... Let me explain to you about that program.
Yeah, let me explain to you about that program, okay? So Google Verified is Google's pay-per-lead program, where the lead is not like an Angie's or a Thumbtack lead, okay? This is an actual phone call that you'll receive. It's a phone call that comes directly to you. You don't share it with anyone, okay? Now, the requirements for that program is that they need you to pass the background check, last 7 years, no felonies, which I know you're completely fine, because in order for you to even have a license to be an electrician, you would have had to have a background check, right?
Yeah. No, there's no felonies.
So I know you're good. Now, they also require, and I'm just pulling it up here, they want you to carry, it looks like, the C-10. Is that the license you have?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have to have a minimum $1,000 in general liability insurance, which I'm probably figure you might even carry more than that.
Yeah, I got
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you would qualify for this program, Ryan, and basically how it works with us is there's a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application, you fill it out, you upload your insurance and your license, okay, onto that application and submit it. And then what we do is we push it through to Google to get it approved, okay? Now, once you get approved by Google, it takes typically, I will say this, 4 to 8 weeks. However, I have seen some get approved in 3 weeks.
I've already
It really depends.
I already did that, though. I submitted that to Google, and it took like
the application
2.5-3 weeks. Yeah.
So I didn't even see your profile there.
Well,
I'm not talking about the Google. So you went through a whole.
They were trying to get me the Google lead, and I said no, I don't want to pay for anything, because, and I still don't. Not at this point in time. Like, there's just money isn't there for it. So, yeah, I've already done that.
Okay. So you filled out an application and you went through a background check, Ryan. I'm not talking about the Google Verify profile that you have now. And then you disabled it because you didn't want to pay for the leads. Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess my question for you is this, okay? Because I heard you mention, and I'm really attentive to what you're saying, because I'm trying to listen to your needs on how we can help you, right? So the Google Verified, well, formerly known as Local Service Ads, you disabled it. You don't want to pay for leads, and then you said, and I don't want to pay now. So what is a goal that you've set for yourself this year that you want to achieve,
Ryan?
So
I'm trying to do this. Right now, their money just isn't there to pay for any leads.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I appreciate this.
We didn't even really talk about price. We got as far as, like, the application, and then you stopped me because you said that you had already done that and you disabled it because you weren't ready to pay for leads. So.
Right. So let's touch on pricing. Let's see. So it's a $250, and this will...
The thing is, that's not going to even work now because after further discussion with you, right, you already have that. So you've disabled it. So basically, because you did that process, how it would work is like this, Ryan. You would have to turn on your leads through Google and pay Google directly for the leads, right? The only other thing that we could assist you with, and I'm taking a look at something right now, you're targeting a 50-mile radius. Do you use Facebook at all?
Not for business. No, I haven't.
Okay.
No.
But you yourself go on Facebook, correct?
I used to. I don't do, that's the thing. I don't know. I don't really do a lot of social media anymore. It's just become such a fucking cesspool.
Okay. Well, I mean, if you're not interested in the social media, then the only other option I would say is doing our VIP package. The VIP package is going to give you both the Google local listing first page, so it's optimizing you on that first page in the local map, Google Ads, content creation on Bing, directory submission of Yelp and Apple Maps. It does include a website because I didn't see you had a website, right? There's not one that I'm missing.
No, I don't have a website.
Okay.
Like I said, right now it's pretty much all just word of mouth and, Home Depot leads.
Okay. Well, pretty much for a package like this that would include a website as well, you would be looking at a cost of $499 a month.
Okay. Yeah, if you,
and that's a fixed flat rate.
Can you send that to me in an email just so I can kind of look over it?
I can, absolutely. And that would be a fixed flat rate. The only thing that we require from you is just, I'll always be transparent, Ryan. I'm going to ask you to stick it out with us for 3 months. You know what I mean? I call it a 3-month verbal agreement, but you pay monthly. Okay? But I want to send you the details on what's included in that package. And it's, again, direct calls to you, so you're not being charged per call, per job, or per click. Because it's that flat rate. So what's the best email for you?
It's going to be my first name, Ryan, R-H-Y-A-N-C-O-L-E.
R-H-Y. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you spell it unique way. Okay. I'm glad I asked. Okay.
Yeah. And then, so ryancole.electrical@gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to send you this email. It's going to be coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And in the subject part, it's going to say VIP package. Okay? And I'm going to outline everything that's included in that. So this way you can see the whole breakdown of it. When are you going to be able to review this? Or perhaps can we schedule a time to follow up with you?
I can take a look at it later tonight.
Okay.
I'll give it a glance later tonight, and then, if once things start picking up and I'm able to kind of expand a little bit, I'll be sure to give you guys a call. I appreciate you reaching out and giving me the whole rundown.
Yeah, and one thing I want to let you know as well, Ryan, I mean, we'll still be continuing to call out on this position just because they are trying to get it filled. So if, you know, by chance you're like, hey, I think I'm ready to do this, you are always welcome to call me. It's going to be a matter of the availability of the position, and that's where you will discover with channel partners to Google, those are the guidelines that they give us, is we're allowed to work with one business per industry per area. That does not mean that we don't work with a lot of businesses, because we do. But you can also imagine how many different categories there are, different states and locations.
Yeah, there's
a lot. You'd be surprised. So, again, as long as there's an open spot available, I'm more than happy to work with you. I think you're an excellent fit. Is there anything else aside from, you know, because you said that, you know, you're busy, and I don't want to be misleading either, Ryan, because this – like, this kind of program is, like, not even going to happen overnight, right? It's to provide you really, like, a steady flow of quality type of clients. So when you say you're busy, is it because are you like booked out or is that what you meant?
It's a combination of that and just, just working. I mean, right now I'm sole, so I don't,
I don't so you're a one-man show.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, an electrician, I mean, for me, electrical work is like the artery of the home, right? People can't go without it, you know?
Right.
Okay. So what's kind of like, if I could ask you respectfully, what would be your time frame on something like this?
Probably, you want to touch base May 1st?
I can try to do that and follow back up with you, just even if it's just to see how things are going or kind of, you know, your thoughts or where you're at on everything. Okay.
Let me just wrap up these last 2 weeks and see where I'm at.
Yeah. Okay. So it should be in your inbox, but if you don't see it right away, check your promotional or even your spam mail, because if you've never gotten a correspondence from me, it might go there. But it should be in your inbox, though. Okay.
Right on. I see it.
Awesome. You see it?
Hold on. Let me.
No worries.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out for it.
Okay. Yeah, it should be in your inbox right away because it shows that it's sent on my end. So I would just give it like a minute or so, maybe refresh, and then it should be there. Okay. And it'll say VIP package with Google Ads. Okay. Or actually,
excellent.
Hold on.
Thank you
much. What's going on here? All right. I was like, so how come it's still in my send box? My computer.
Yeah, I haven't received it yet.
There it goes. Okay. Now I think it should have already went now. I was like, what is going on? My computer's being a little slow today. Maybe because it's lunchtime and it needs a break or what?
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, it should be coming through any second now.
All right, Ryan. Give me a call back.
I'll definitely. I put you on my calendar to follow up with you on May 1st. Okay. I hope you have a very blessed day. Thank you.
You as well.
You too. Bye.
Bye.